when we were in the hotel that time and I like said something. Oh my god! And you literally.
Last weekend!
Oh, well, that.
Oh,
yes,
you're talking about. But I'm talking about. LA.
Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Danielle. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We always love your love and support. Make sure to subscribe here on iTunes or follow us on Spotify. And make sure to rate us because honestly, we're self-produced. You know, we can use all the love we can get.
Exactly.
And when we get up higher on the charts, we like text each other and we're like, oh my god, this is
it's
so cool.
So fun. On Spotify, I always say this, if you go to Spotify and go into the lifestyle tab, we're like pretty high up there.
I know. It's so
super cool.
Cool
to be like beside podcasts that like we were like inspired by and listen to all the time.
So. Oh yeah. And I meant to text you. I met so many people this weekend that just came up to me and were like, I love your podcast.
That's so cool.
Like just out and about, college vibes, and people like, hey, what's up? Love your podcast. And they like
oh my
walk
God.
With their friends. Isn't that so cool?
I love that. Yeah. That's a super cool way to like
oh my gosh, also, if you guys find the audio to be a little bit better, we finally got a new mic.
Yeah, we're really upgrading. This is big change.
Big change from the snowball mic. We're now working with a Yeti stereo blue mic or something.
Yeah, we had a few minor glitches to get it, but, you know, we figured it out. A little defect, yeah, but we're
like,
good.
Yeah, we're not in, like, a studio or anything, so that's the one thing you gotta work on.
I know. We quite literally sit in Danielle's office and record this. So yeah. That's when you know. But all these other podcasts, like, not to say they're not amazing, but they have, like, so many, like, big teams and, like, people bumping them up in the charts and stuff. Not, I mean, I don't really know that for sure. But I know that they get, like, more promotion on certain things. And, you know, we're just out here, just two gals figuring it out as we go.
So give the Gals on the Go some love and rate us 5 stars or 4, but I think 5 would be cool.
Whatever you feel appropriate.
Whatever you're feeling appropriate.
Whatever mood you're in today.
Yeah. This week's episode is going to be all about our school morning routines because we're kind of getting back on that grind, finally back into a routine. You know, we talked about how we really weren't for a while and it just feels really good.
It does feel good. It's definitely something that's important, I find. I never realized the significance of having a routine until, like, naturally I, like, establish one for myself. And you just, you feel better. Like, you feel happier, I find. I get, like, I don't know. If I'm, like, out of routine and being not unproductive, but too lazy for too many days in a row, I find myself to get very sad. I don't know about you.
Yeah, somber.
Yeah, you don't really take breaks, but,
no,
you know, for when you do.
Yeah, I'll talk about it in my low light. But, yeah, I relate.
Just being, like, high energy and, like, keeping it going and, like, having full days is definitely
ideal. It's like adrenaline. You feel good. You keep going. Like, if I sit down, like, if I'm having a really productive day and I sit down for, like, 20 to 30 minutes, I'm done for the day. Like, you have to keep going.
Exactly. And doing the morning thing, right, is just a great way to start off.
Yeah, we love our mornings. And I find you've been texting me early and early every morning, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you've been getting up early these days.
Yeah.
You didn't have class today.
No, I did not have class
today.
And
you were just up at 8 something a.m. Love that.
I'm trying to have full days now because I hate...
More beneficial.
It sucks to sleep away the day. When you wake up...
It sucks.
10:30 or even 11... well, 11's late. But, like, even 10:30, 10... So many of those critical morning hours are gone.
I agree completely.
Yeah. It's nice to sleep in sometimes, but...
Oh, yeah. For sure. Sometimes you just really have to, but...
You know what I'm saying. So, highlights and lowlights?
Highlights and lowlights, lights, lights. I actually... One of my projects for this last weekend, I didn't do, but I was gonna... Maybe make a jingle.
Yeah. We have a running list of projects that we...
Running list constantly.
It never ends, truly.
True.
I have to help you with your LinkedIn.
Yes, she has to help me with LinkedIn this weekend. We're having a coffee date, and she's going to help me amp my LinkedIn.
Most definitely help. We'll have, like, a weekend this weekend, because we have, like, some other things to do, too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It'll be a weekend. I'm so hype about it.
So, we actually haven't been on... We haven't, like, sat across from each other in a few weeks. Well, we did the podcast with Remy, but that was more...
Yeah.
Interview style was great. Check it out if you guys haven't. She gave... Phenomenal advice.
It's a funny episode, I feel, but also helpful.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Remy, then you would appreciate it because she kind of talks about some more personal topics,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't really, like, caught up. We just sat here for an hour before this and, like, kind of caught up on each other's lives because we, like, haven't really...
Yeah, we always have to, like, time block time because we know that we're going to talk before and after because we are just genuine friends, so we, like, also want to talk. It's, like, an excuse to hang out every week, which I love. So, I guess I'll start with my low light. So, my low light, because it kind of pertains to what we were talking about, is this is so sad that this is my low, but I was so sad yesterday, guys. So, yesterday was Sunday, and I had to cancel on recording this podcast with Brooke yesterday, and it, like, literally killed my vibe so hard. I was so excited to have, like, a little Sunday evening. Brooke and I were going to record the podcast, and then we're going to go to dinner. It's going to be really cute, But I'm not gonna lie, I stayed up till 4 a.m. Saturday night. You know, I tried to be a rowdy gal and
I tried. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was actually a really, really good night. I went out with Daily and some of her friends, and it was so much fun, guys. Like, I just, this is like a whole other tangent, but just, it's sometimes like we were talking about this, like the nights that you don't think are gonna be fun always end up being the most fun, and I met so many cool people, whatever. So then Daily slept over and I slept in, and I just did not, I was so exhausted, I was being lazy. We Uber Eats McDonald's breakfast. I never do that. And I was like, okay, Brooke, like, I'm gonna take a nap and I'll let you know how I'm feeling after the nap. Wasn't feeling well after the nap, so we had to cancel, and it just like made me mad. So I was just mad because I was lazy.
Which, okay, can we just start by saying Danielle never has days like this. Like, you need to give credit where credit's due. Like, you...
It's so
off-brand for you to have, like, a lazy day. Or if you do have a lazy day, I feel like it's a lazy half day.
Yeah, I like lazy... I don't like lazy whole days.
Yeah, I feel like you never have a day where you're quite literally, like, in bed to the couch. Yeah. You know, like, not leave your apartment. Like, yeah. I feel like you're always... So there's something at least every day.
Yeah. Well, yesterday it literally was that. It was bed, couch. And then finally I was like, ugh. So I made myself some breakfast quiches. I was like, I have to do something.
I know. And you made dinner too. That was cute.
I did.
Yeah,
I
did a little chef up session.
But Brooke was so, you were so understanding. You were like, do you want to just do tomorrow? And I was like, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that'd be great.
We never really record on Sundays either too. So I was like, it's not that big of a deal. Because we usually do Monday
or
Tuesday.
I like the idea though of recording on a Sunday, you know?
Me too.
So we'll think about it for future.
Yeah.
I can't do this Sunday, but yeah.
No. Oh, you can't.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. I probably couldn't either then. I don't know what I'm doing for that. Yeah. But yeah. Feel that. But it's good to take breaks, definitely, for your mental health. So that's I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just need to have a day, especially on a week. Like, it was a weekend. It wasn't even like a school day. Like, gosh, give yourself a break.
I guess, like, I feel like you can relate to this too. Like, we're both usually either traveling or there's something big going on at UGA on a weekend. Like, we're not really here for weekends that there's nothing going on, so it was like weird, and I was like sad. I was like, this is so sad. That's when I like don't like living alone, because I just like wanted to like hang out, but I didn't want to drive to KD to like sit with people, you know. I just wanted to sit on my couch and like have someone. I don't know.
I remember on the way back from LA, you were like looking at your calendar, you're like, oh my gosh, I have like nothing for a few weekends.
I was weird,
because you like always love to be doing stuff, so I just think that's so funny, because I have like, I don't know, I'll have months that go by and I'm like, oh, I maybe nothing big on the weekends, but there's stuff that happens. I don't know. Things always happen.
Things always come up, and then it's good that you're home, because then I'm like, oh, I have to miss this because I already planned something. But now I'm like, oh, I actually am here.
Exactly. And you get to see your friends here and stuff. So yeah, that's always nice.
It's good. So sorry, that was tangent. You're low.
It's good to take breaks. That's the conclusion of the story.
Yes.
My low, this is actually hysterical. So I've been watching a lot of Netflix this weekend too, going along with the break thing. I take way too many breaks, so I'm trying to...
You really don't. Like,
I take more than an average amount of breaks. We'll phrase it as that. Or I have...
More than me, yes, but like, I don't know. But anyways.
Maybe compared to like the average college student average amount, but I don't know. Like for... having a job and stuff, I guess, maybe more. But we'll see.
I got you.
It's just because my schedule is really open right now, and I try to fill my time a lot. I've been working out a lot. I've been doing a lot of things, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I guess I could post more on YouTube. I probably should be doing that, but...
I think you're on your grind, honestly.
I've been on the grind a wee bit, but this past weekend, I've been watching a lot of Netflix, including I finished two shows. Number one being the Ted Bundy docuseries, which...
You finished it?
Yeah, it's only four episodes.
Oh, okay. I only watched the first.
I mean, they're, like, hours long. I guess, like, an hour. Some of them are an hour
They're
and
like
half.
Movies.
Yeah. Honestly, some of them I didn't actively pay attention, not gonna lie, but, like, the first one, the last one, I definitely did. The middle ones are a little hazy to me. Definitely still listen, but I was, like, cleaning my room and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Let's just say that it was honestly a little terrifying, not even to watch it alone. Like, if I lived alone like you, I probably wouldn't have watched it alone, Danielle, but it was definitely, like, it made you think about how, like, crazy it was that this happened and just how fast everything happened. And really, I always consider myself a very cautious person.
You are.
Like, I get in the car, I lock the door. I get my house, I lock the house. Like, I'm very... Maddie trained me that way, though, one of my roommates, because... I used to really be a little more lax.
I didn't know that. I thought you kind of trained your roommates.
We're both, like, same vibe. Only us two, though, pretty much. We're both, like, very, I don't know.
That's good. It's a good trait to have.
Yeah. And then I also watched, because we're getting to the low light. I also watched True American Crime. What's it called?
The plane abduction one or whatever. Oh, the Versace?
Yes.
I've heard it's amazing. I haven't seen.
I saw that Delaney and them.
Delaney watched it. She's obsessed. She can't stop talking about Versace.
It's so well done. And the actors they got look so much like the real life people. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And the main guy in it's from Glee. Darren
You
Chris.
Need to go eat at the Versace. Versace Mansion when you're in Miami. It's so good. Caitlin and I went.
Open?
Yes, there's like a dinner place, dude. The best pasta, like Italian. It's by this pool. It's beautiful. Ask to sit outside.
Oh my gosh, I'm going.
And like literally that door, I believe, is where he like got assassinated. Like of that. It probably wasn't in front of the mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you definitely make it. They have it on open table.
Oh my gosh.
Do it. Definitely do it
with
your friends.
That's amazing. Ah, okay. So I've been watching just these scary shows about serial killers, and a lot of these people just, I'm sure that, you know, there's motives and stuff, and obviously mental illness plays a huge factor into it, but it's just crazy. People just die. So it has me literally so scared. I'm not even kidding. Like, I parked in your parking deck, and it's middle of daytime, and I'm just, like, scared. So I just need to relax a little bit. They just get me, like, very worked up. So now I need, I don't know.
Does it make you more worked up than watching you? Because you freaked me out a lot. Like, for, like, a week, I couldn't stop talking about it.
No, these freak me out more for some reason, because with you, I think about it, like, I don't really have a romantic partner that, like, is stalking. I mean, I guess it could be just, like, a random person stalking me, but at one point in the show, they start, like, dating, so it's, like, what, you know?
It just freaked me out, the whole social media thing, because I'm out of Orange Theory, you know what I mean? Like, that's freaky.
Yeah, I get that. These two shows particularly were before social media, too, so it's just, like, people just, the guy literally just walks up to people and shoots them. I'm like, why? Like,
I know. Yeah. The first episode was kind of slow, I found, of the Ted Bundy series.
Yeah.
And it finally got good towards the end.
The second episode is good because a girl who, like, survived.
Shut up, really?
Tells the story of, like, what happened because she, like, testified against him in court. And it's actually crazy. He escaped prison twice. Casual. How do you escape prison?
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. What a man.
No, the guy's, like, freakily brilliant, but we'll get to that a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm just scared of everything. So if anyone has any tips on how to just relax a little bit, because now
Do you have pepper spray? My dad always buys me pepper spray for, like, every holiday.
I don't.
I never do anything with it. But I just don't want to. It, like, makes me, like, in a bad mood thinking about it. I'm sure you do the same. Like, I'll call people if I'm walking my car.
Yeah, yeah. I don't go. I've heard crazy stories about people going, like, grocery shopping late at night. That's why when you go to Trader Joe's, it makes me nervous sometimes.
I know. I park right up front, though.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Like, fine. Oh, but you're so caring.
No, I've heard stories about...
But, like, Trader Joe's, maybe
like,
Kroger.
Like, going to, like, Kroger, Target, or Walmart late at night, and if you just go by yourself, that's not a good situation. So try not to be, you know, I don't know.
No, I've heard that as well.
It just makes me be more conscious, and I'm already on high alert, so I don't know. And I've been having really bad nightmares about it then, because I watched before bed like an idiot. So last night I had really bad nightmares, and it wasn't fun.
I've had nightmares lately, too. It must be because of all this. There's all these shows coming out at the same time. It's a little too much for me.
You know what? I decided we need a new sitcom. There's no good, like, sitcoms right now. Like, I just need a good, like, funny...
I agree completely. Like, a new Friends or something.
Yes! Can someone create... Well, I guess New Girl kind of was that for a while, but
like,
it's over now.
Like, Office and stuff like that, but... I want, like, a new Gossip Girl. I'm rewatching Gossip Girl for the fourth time. I don't know if that's considered... It's not a sitcom, necessarily.
No, but that's, like, light.
Like, a new series on Netflix that's, like, light and good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every show right now is, like, just a little too dark.
Yeah, I agree.
It's, like, a lot's going on.
Should we get positive with our highlights?
Yes, yes.
Let's get positive with our highlights.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear about it. Your highlight.
So, I did something spontaneous this weekend. I got my second piercing, which is really exciting.
I didn't even really notice it until...
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Basically, I wanted to do it. We were going to do it in L.A., but, like, the place that... people were recommending us to go. It was, like, an hour away, and we had already done enough Ubers. People were commenting on my vlog, you guys Ubered a lot. I'm like, well, we didn't have our car. Like, whatever.
Oh,
I don't know.
Really?
People were like, wow, you must have spent a lot of money on Ubers. I'm like, well, we split it, and we got
When you have two people that split it, it really does make it way more
affordable. And, like, Remy and Kenzie and Taylor, like,
drove
us around.
Yeah,
they
all
drove us.
Exactly. So kind. And when... I don't know. When you split it with another person, it just makes it
I don't know.
It's
just
so
people
fair,
were very
okay.
taken aback that we Ubered a lot. But, like, anyways, we can't rent a car. We're not 25. So, blah, 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 blah. Oh, gotta get my second piercing. Didn't. I've been just really, really into the idea of a second piercing because I love the look. Our girl, Jordan Rebecca, shout out to you if you're listening to this. She wears two gold hoops in each ear, and
she's
it looks so
cool.
Good. She's so cool.
Love
her
style.
She's so
cool. I just want to be her.
I just want to be her. And so I wanted to do that. So my friends this weekend were like, hey, we're going to go get our ears pierced. And I was like, oh my God, I've been wanting to get my second piercing. Like, it's time. We went. I was freaking out. Like, my friend, meanwhile, is getting, like, a double helix, like, more intense. And I'm freaking about.
What is a double helix exactly?
It's, like, two cartilage, basically.
Oh, okay,
kind of.
Because I've heard that phrase, but I'm, like, I'm not familiar
I didn't know.
With...
Yeah, we were, like, at this tattoo parlor, and, like, they were saying all these words. I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, do you want a post or a something? Or I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, please clarify.
Yeah, but then, like, I was, like, freaking out because I really wanted it to be gold because I only wear gold, and he only had silver because, like, it had to be, like, sterling silver to help it heal. And so, like, as he's piercing my ear, he's like, okay, I'm gonna put this in. I'm like, oh wait, I didn't really want that, but that's all he had. It was like a minor freak out, but I just need to keep this in for like 6 weeks to 2 months, and then I can switch it out to whatever I want. I'm so excited. I feel edgy.
6 weeks, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I have to, like, put solution on it every day, but I only got my ears pierced once I was 6 months old.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Do you have your ears pierced?
Yes, but I just never wear them because one of mine's actually, like, messed up. I moved, so it's, like, all messed up, yeah.
I moved?
Like, when they were, like, doing it, I was, like, really squeamish.
Oh.
And it's one is significantly lower than the other.
Oh, my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, I've never really seen you wear earrings.
Yeah, and I also don't like my ears. Little known fact.
Oh, I think your ears are so cute. I was just gonna say they're so cute.
That's so nice of you. Whenever I wear my hair, like, that's why I always, people always ask me why I put my hair down, like, right after I work out, because it's, like, kind of random.
Oh.
But I hate my hair up. I don't, yeah.
Interesting.
I know. It's just, like, weird things.
No, yeah, it's your own thing.
Yeah. So, so that's that.
Yeah, that's that. That's my high.
It looks good, though.
Thank you. I don't love the silver, but, you know, mixing metals, you know, it's all good. Got my necklace on. It's got a little silver in it to blend it all, but... Yeah, I'm excited for when it heals. So, your highlight.
Honestly, just had a fantastic weekend full of, like, events and stuff. I guess I didn't even go out Saturday, but I went out... I didn't even go out Thursday either. Oh, I went to dinner with all my friends,
which
was so nice. Like, I just haven't seen everybody since we've been back at school. So, just really, just a positive weekend with good people. And just, I'm proud of myself because I got right back after it, after LA, which normally after a trip, I need, you know, some recovery days because you were go, go, go and the time difference and everything.
Yeah.
I did skip a class actually, the day after. Oh, well.
I went. I went, but then the next day I got really sick and I was skipped those classes or so.
Well, you were sick, so
sick. But Sudafed saved my life. I'm feeling so much better. Yeah.
I know, and you never get sick. We were literally talking
about it. I know, I jinxed it on my... What? No, okay, I don't... I rephrase, I do get sick, I just only ever get colds. It never goes past that.
Gotcha.
Like, Delaney's like, you totally have mono, or you something. I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't. It lasts fast. Like, it's fast. It's just like, when I get it, and then... But that's it. Like, I've never gotten anything else.
I'm, like, the opposite. I'm always sick. I always have a cold. I always have, something wrong with me.
I used to always have, like, allergies and stuff. I think I'm growing out of it a little bit.
Good for you. That's good. I've been taking vitamin C pills every day, though, because I'm, like, I can't afford to get sick again.
Oh, yeah. I need to take my gummies today.
Oh, love that. And I think that's really it. Just a great weekend. Just very thankful for good people in my life and stuff. My mom actually told me, she's like, I watch your video, like... You know, like, you're so lucky, like, you just have such good friends. And I was like, I know, I'm very lucky. So,
everything's
just...
That's so good.
I know,
lots
it's nice.
Love.
Yeah, I don't know, I, like, wrote to all my friends at home, too, because we were, like, in a Snap group and everyone was, like, updating, like, what's happening. And I was like, I just am so proud of everyone, like, you know, it was, like, one of those weekends where I was like, I'm so proud of my friends, like, everyone's thriving, just... I hate to be like, I'm so blessed and grateful, because it sounds like I'm not blessed and grateful when I say that, but, like, I truly, truly am, so... Yeah.
That's really good. I'm
yeah.
so happy. Yay!
Yes. So let's hop into the news article. This is very interesting to discuss. I've seen it debated on Twitter, so...
It ties in with your low light, I'd say.
So this is from the Washington Post, and it's Zac Efron as, quote, hot Ted Bundy, a romanticized serial killer or convincing one.
Yeah, so I guess they premiered this, or I don't really know how Sundance Film Festival works, but he was there, because I know Remy was like, oh my god, it's Zac Efron. Also, he's blonde now, I don't love it.
Yeah, they premiered it there, I don't know when it's going to theaters. Does this article say anything about
it? I am not sure, but do you have opinions on this? Basically, this article is just kind of talking about how it's kind of romanticizing a serial killer, and like, they're... People are, like, debating if they should have had Zac Efron do it, because obviously he's a very attractive man, and whatever. I mean, he definitely, like, I'm looking at this photo of him, like, in the movie, and he looks like Ted Bundy. Like, they really
That's what I said, and my friends were like, no, he doesn't. I was like,
oh, yes, he does. His hair, they definitely did something with his brows. Like, they really got it down.
So, I saw this on Twitter from the two different perspectives. The one that was, like... He's so, like, oh my god, like, Ted Bundy is so hot, like, posting pictures of him, and then posting, like, even more of Zac Efron being like, oh my god, like, Zac Efron's so hot, and, like, making it kind of into a entertainment spectacle, being like, oh my god, like, Ted Bundy was, like, a hot serial killer, you know?
Yeah, because my friends were saying that this week when we were watching. I don't think he's hot. You said you thought he was hot.
I do, but I don't want to, like, romanticize
him. Yeah, no, I agree. We're on the same page.
So, it's... And then I saw this other thing. It was like, imagine if your daughter was like killed by this man and now they're making this movie being like,
you're yeah. so right.
Like being like, yeah, Zac Efron, like Ted Bundy, like hot guy, oh normal my God. Guy.
I didn't even think about that.
I know. You never think of it. That's why it's very important to consider issues from both perspectives, I think. And I guess this kind of gets a little, not really political, but just it's polar opposite viewpoints. Yeah.
No, so, honestly, I really don't think it's a good idea at all. I love Zac Efron. I think he's so hot, but I agree. Like, I didn't even think about the part of it being offensive for the people that literally went through it. And I just think, I mean, yeah, I'm so like, I really enjoyed watching the series You, and this Ted Bundy series is really cool, and all these true crime things. But it also just bothers me because it's, like, glorifying these people. And then people who are maybe on the edge of, you know, yeah. mental health, like, might get inspired by this. No, it freaks me out.
I would agree with that. Yeah, so it's just...
So
it's definitely
I've seen it all over
Twitter.
I'm
trying to figure out where we can watch this movie. Is it going to theaters? Someone just let us know. I think it is. I do want to see it just to see how they portray it. Like, I will be going, honestly. But it is, like, alarming the way that I hope that they do a good job of portraying him. Yeah. It's not just like, wow, he's so hot. Like, I hope that they show how actually messed up he was, because he quite literally, like, murdered over 30 young women. And
could be 100, you know, they say it could be like even more.
Oh,
than
really?
That those are just the documented ones, like, oh, there could be shoot. You know, it's just crazy.
And then he did like disgusting things with their bodies and stuff, so it's just I don't know, like, this guy is like, it's not, I don't know, but it is weird though, because in the Ted Bundy tapes they showed that there were like really like other attractive young girls like going to the trial and being like, oh, he's like, you watching, and then they interviewed after, like, why are you here, and they're like, I just think it's so interesting, like, he's so attractive. So I'm just, like, confused, like, how he could do it. And I don't know. Ugh. But that was back in the day. Like, we've learned that, yes, he did it. And he's, like, yeah. so messed up. So, like, let's not romanticize it in a way.
It's so gross. It literally, like, my stomach is, like, left right now because of it.
I saw another thread on Twitter that was, like, other attractive men from the 70s besides Ted Bundy. Because,
yeah, like let's focus on that. No, I like that. Ugh. Twitter's the place, man.
It is, definitely. So I'm interested to hear everybody else's opinions on this, or if you watch the Ted... It's interesting that all this stuff is coming out about him now, too.
It's so
did they time that?
I don't know, because, like, obviously they interviewed him. I don't know why they timed it now. Like, I actually really don't know.
Yeah, it's just on tape, obviously. They don't even live.
I know,
video.
That's why, for me, it was, like, kind of annoying, because I don't know. It's, like, a lot of, like, photos while he's talking, which is, like, cool, but you really gotta, like, pay attention. At least I had to. But yeah, enough about that.
Definitely watch it if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely
watch
it.
Let us know your thoughts, but please watch it with friends or just, you know.
Yeah, or just,
it's kind of freaky, so.
Yeah, it is kind of freaky. Or, like, with the lights on. You know, that's what I do sometimes. When I get scared, I go turn the lights on.
You do! When we were in the hotel that time and I, like, said something.
Oh, my God!
And you literally...
Last weekend!
Oh, well, that,
oh,
yes.
You're talking
about
Atlanta.
But I'm talking about when you're in the Music Midtown Hotel and I, like, said something and... we don't have to say it, but we were, like, scrolling through something, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, someone that we recognized was, like...
Who's in Atlanta.
Yeah. And I was like, he's here, meaning he's in Atlanta. Like, holy crap, that's so cool. And then Danielle flicked on the lights, and she goes, oh my God, I thought you meant he was here. I was like, Danielle, what? You get scared, I feel like.
You get so scared. And then in the LA hotel last weekend... So I was in the bed closer to the window. Brooke was in the bed closer to the bathroom. So, like, I could see, like, the door. There's also a mirror next to the door. And when we turned off the lights, the mirror looked like a reflection of someone.
Yeah, that's freaky, yeah.
And so I was trying not to say anything to you because I didn't
want
to say
it. Danielle, like, freaks out, but then I freak out to, like, next level. Yeah. Yeah. Because you freak out, yes.
So I'm, like, trying to stay chill. And then I just really got freaked out. I was like, okay, Brooke, don't freak out. I'm just going to turn on the lights really quick. She's like, what? But I'd already turned on the lights, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I just needed to see. I knew it was a mirror, but I was just freaked out that there was a man watching me, you know?
Yeah, we had such funny times in LA, too.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was honestly such a great trip. So many laughs.
Like, we literally, like, well, Brooke quite literally cried on the way back. I didn't, but I did.
I was sad. It was a great trip. And there is proof, by the way, that you cry more on airplanes. I've done it many times now.
I've cried so many times on airplanes.
Especially when you're in the window, you literally just close your eyes and go, like, and it doesn't have to be...
Whimper, whimper, whimper.
It doesn't have to be, like, hysterical, but, like, a light sob. I have a crying playlist on Spotify that I listen to specifically on airplanes. Yeah. No, it's, like, for real.
I know, Brooke and I, so I sat in front of Brooke on the window seat. She sat in the window seat behind me. And I'm, like, on Instagram, and it's, like, she posts on her story, like, Mile Cry Club. And I'm, like, oh, I'm, like, dude, you good? Like...
I cried right when we sat down, too. I don't know, like, even when we were getting on the plane, I tried to hold it back, but I was, like, tearing up. I don't know if I even told you, yeah.
No,
because I didn't want to make it, like, a spectacle and be, like, I'm, like, I feel, like, emotional because I'm not really like that.
Dude, you should, because if I'm emotional, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you're more open, I guess, with that. I don't know. Emotions freak me out. I need to just
let it loose, man.
Let it loose.
Let the tears go.
This is a big catch up in this episode.
Big catch up. We're 24 minutes in. I mean, it's not catch up. I mean, it is catch up, but it's also like
ketchup,
mustard, mayo. I don't even like mayo. Do you like mayo?
Learned to like mayo when I studied abroad, actually, because they don't really do dip. They don't really do like
And like, you love your dip.
I love ranch.
Yes,
dip. You do. Yes, and they don't really do that, so I had to switch to mayo. Which this is going to sound disgusting to some people, but mayo with French fries, it's actually really good. It's so bad for you. It's literally like a heart attack waiting to happen. But
that just got me excited for our travels this summer.
Yes. Ah!
We don't know where we're going, but we want to do something crazy.
Nothing's confirmed, but post-grad.
Post-grad. Post-sophomore year trip.
That's fun. That's the best time to do it. I know.
Well, current favorites?
Okay, I have one specific product.
So, I know. I'm very curious about this.
This also has to do with my friends at home, because they send in our Mass Snap group all the time pictures of this item, and I'm like, what is this? So it's actually the Revlon blow dryer brush, and the brush. Yes, never thought that I would be one of these people. I've seen them for years now, and I was like, that's just such a hokey product. Like, I was like, what? No, like, I'm not gonna do that. And then all my friends ended up getting it, and it's around like $40, so it's pretty inexpensive, pretty fair priced, I will say. It's not inexpensive, but you know.
No, that's pretty, it's good.
Yeah. So I saw my friends like sending in their group, like, oh my gosh, look how good my hair looks, like hair on fleek. And I was like, there is no way that is just from a blow dry brush. Yeah. Because, like, I don't know, I've never seen people post results like that from a product like this. And I know my friend's hair is curly and frizzy and whatever it is. So then I got it, and I tried it last night. I mean, it's bent now because I worked out.
Yeah.
I didn't use a straightener or anything over it. I just went through it. Probably took me, like, 15 minutes or whatever, and you literally just, you know, go through it. And it's a brush, but it blows out. You could either do hot air or cold air. I did hot, and then I just kind of went through it. And I will say, it just made my hair pretty sleeky. It wasn't perfectly
sleeky and fleeky.
Yeah. Not perfectly stick straight, but if I was, like, going out or I wanted it to be stick straight, then I would just run the straightener over it.
Yeah. But a nice little blowout look.
Yeah. And for
me, God, Brooke, that's life-changing.
For me, I can't do the blow dryer thing. Like, I don't understand how to do the brush and, like...
Oh, I still can't either. I just need it to dry my hair. Yeah.
I feel that. But this... it was effective. I've only used it once, so I'm going to continue to use it. And... I'm excited. And
wow, I'm
I got
excited
it right
for
from
you.
Amazon. Yeah.
Love Amazon. Big fan.
Yeah. So how about you?
Okay. This is like so weird. I was like trying to think of a product, but I really haven't switched up any products lately. I'm going to film a January favorites video for my channel this week. So you guys can tune in there. But this is like literally so weird. Like, I've been really into cooking and cleaning. Like,
you're so domestic, Danielle. What's
so
happening?
Domestic Danny.
Yeah.
On Friday, after all my classes, I came back to my apartment. I just kind of, I knew I wanted to do a deep clean this weekend, but I didn't know to what extent. And all of a sudden, I just started cleaning for hours. Like, except for my office. My office is the only place I haven't cleaned. But I was Cloroxing.
It's very everything. Clean in vacuuming. Here. I will say, I walk in, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like
it feels clean. Like, supplies were used, and supplies. I cleaned out my closet again. I still need to clean out my office, like I said. But then I've also been, because like when you're home and when I'm home on the weekends, I can actually buy more groceries. So like I've been cooking for myself.
I feel
more.
That. Because when we travel, the thing is like you don't want to do a full stock up because
you
then,
don't.
You know, a bunch of it ends up either going in the trash or going to waste.
Yeah, and that's like so sad. And
I hate wasting
fridge.
Food. I hate wasting food.
It's so gross.
It just makes me upset because I'm like, obviously you want to get enough for yourself and like be prepared, but I don't know. I hate being like frivolous with food.
I know. Especially with produce. Someone commented on my Trader Joe's haul today and was like, how do you keep all those berries so fresh? But for me, I eat fruit so fast that
good.
If I get four boxes of it, like I'm almost already done with my berries. So like, whatever. But I'm going to talk about berries more in my school morning routine.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's my fave. I'll have a link below to cooking and cleaning. I'm kidding.
No, I love that. I've been into kind of cooking lately, too. It's nice when you get on... Well, for you, you live alone, so I guess when you just get in the grind of doing it. But for me, I'm like... when my roommates start doing it, I get more inspired, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For sure. No, definitely.
It's all... Buddy system is very effective.
The buddy system.
Yeah. With working out with everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm actually... I just ordered a calendar on Amazon that's magnetic. It's a weekly calendar.
Ooh.
To go on my fridge. Smart. And I'm going to write, like, what I'm eating each day and when I'm trying not to go out to eat as much because if you buy groceries, like, you really need to use them. Uh-huh. But it's such, like, a social thing, so it's, like, hard. But I'm going to say, like, okay, use this. So I use up everything in my fridge. Because I got soy chorizo from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
But I, like, forgot I had it until today when I was uploading my haul. And I was like, okay, I need to do something with
that. All of our friends told us to get that.
Yeah, so I'll let you know how it goes. Kenzie and Liv told us to get it, so I need to, like, use that this week. So I want to get a calendar to, like, write, you know?
Smart.
To remember what you have. I know it sounds silly.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
We just said that same. So, like, yeah.
So, like, yeah. We're just the same person. So, shout out to Miranda Fenn. Her Instagram, Brooke found while we were in LA. What is it called?
No, I have...
found her for a while.
Yeah, oh. So I followed her a while ago because someone shared, I think, like, her writing or something. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. So I followed her. I saw she's verified. So I was like, oh, she must be legit.
Mm-hmm.
Me. then we found in LA, I guess she had reposted her own, like, she has, like, an astrology meme account of sorts.
Which is, like, our goal. We love memes and we love astrology.
So it's, like, relatable stuff. So it'd be, you know, like, a meme and then, like, she photoshops on it, like, you know, this would be like a Leo or whatever.
It's called Miranda's Meme Castle, right?
It is. Yeah. Yes.
If you guys are in astrology and memes, follow her.
I think it's so cool because you can, like, tag your friends in and stuff. I don't know. And not everybody believes in astrology, but it's just for fun. It's super, like, lighthearted. You don't have to. Yeah.
We were sitting in bed one night in LA and we were, like, going through her account and there was, like, a gift guide for Aries. Gift guide. She, like, posted some during the holidays and it was so funny. I was like, oh yeah, Brooke, you need that. Or, like, you know, it's just, like, fun, something to do. So we found her. I don't really remember how we started messaging with her.
She followed me back when I followed her originally. So then I don't know if she, like, was a follower or whatever. She just saw that I followed me back, whatever. And then how did we start messaging? Oh, you posted on your story then.
Oh, my God. She came up with a fake Coachella lineup for Gossip Girl stuff.
It was hysterical.
There was only one thing I didn't know on it that I had to look up, but it was so funny.
We were going over it. She was, like, reading them out loud. It was so
funny. My God. I'm trying to think of one just to, like, reference what people, like, get. Yeah. Oh, God. I can't even. Are you on her Instagram?
Yeah, I'm just
It was so funny, guys. It was, like, only if you watch literally all of Gossip Girl. Derota is a headliner, or
Nelly Yuki is a headliner. Jenny's extensions as, like, the next level down.
Yeah,
Nate, like, and Chuck as roommates. Three words, eight letters.
Yeah,
I killed someone.
Wait, can I just see this? I'm so sorry. They were just, like, Born Again, Georgina, Butter. Let's meet at Butter. It was just, like, really funny, and, like, it looks like the Coachella headline.
So she just has great content. Definitely
great content if you're into it.
So we somehow got to messaging. You messaged
because I reposted it, and she must have said something. And then basically she was like, "Do you want me to do both you and Brooke's, like, birth chart, natal chart?" And we're like, "Yeah."
Because this is what, so I think she is an astrologer, essentially. That's, like, her job.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
We want to have her on the show. I think that would be so interesting for everyone. Cool. And she's very well versed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And she's, like, witty and stuff. And
yeah. She has a way with words.
So, basically, she did our charts and we got them this morning. We were, like, texting each other. And I don't know. We just were going to summarize them really quick for you guys. I know not everyone's into astrology, but we kind of are.
I thought that it was so interesting. And if you want to reach out to her, I think that I looked on her website. They're pretty reasonably priced if I am positive. I think.
Yeah, like, she does really cool charts. Makes them relatable, kind of.
That's the thing. Have you ever looked it up before? Because I have, and I'm like, I don't know how to read this.
So weird. Yeah, no, she makes it, like, Gals on the Go approved. Put our stamp on it.
Exactly. It's super easy to read. And there are free resources and stuff, but I always knew, like, where my placements were, but I never knew, like, what it actually meant. I was like, I have a lot of fire in my chart, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So should we run over what our charts
you go,
are?
Yeah.
So, I'm just so much Virgo, guys, it's insane. I'm a Virgo sun sign, Virgo moon, Virgo rising, as well as Virgo Mercury and Venus. And my Mars is in Leo. So that's my, like, I'm literally so Virgo, it hurts.
That's so crazy.
But I don't really feel like, I know I am very Virgo, but, like, I'm not, like, Virgos are known as, like, type A. Mm-hmm. And I am type A sometimes, but sometimes I'm, like, not. So, but basically she just, should I just give a rundown of mine really
quick?
Yeah, basically she was telling me, so your Virgo sun's, like, your, like, what you guys probably all know, like, oh, I'm a Capricorn, like, it's, like, your main one. Your moon is kind of, like, your deep inner thoughts, like, what you really want to say, so I'm also Virgo in that. Your rising, I'm not really sure.
Rising can also indicate the filter through which you see the world.
Okay. Yeah. So your perspective. And then the planet. So Mercury is communication, I believe. So I'm a Virgo. And then Venus is love. So I'm also a Virgo in that. And then Mars, I don't really know. It wasn't really, whatever.
Assertion and aggression.
Okay. Like how you, like, Yes. Or angry, I guess. So basically in my chart, she told me that I'm super type A, and she was like, you're super hustly, and it makes sense now. It's just funny. And it talked about how I get anxious when things go out of line / the plan. I was like, it's so, me in LA.
Danielle, like, has this, like, you gotta get better about, just because you're, it's not even like you're too nice. It's like a whole new level of that where it's like she gets like, when things don't go out to the plan, or if someone else is minorly inconvenienced, she like freaks out and puts all the pressure on herself. And she's like, I just feel so bad. I'm like,
I know.
Things happen. Like, you know,
yeah.
Plans change. I don't know.
I know. I just felt so bad because we like, oh, it's just so hard. And Brooke was like, dude, chill.
You're a people. That's why. Cause you're a people pleaser.
I'm a people pleaser. I'm trying to get out of it, but there's some things I just still am a people pleaser about. And also talked about in the romance department how I see romance as a business exchange.
That's just hysterical to me.
I think it's like me, but it's also like, well, it basically was talking about how, like, for me, if like I want to know what I'm getting out of the relationship, like how we can both benefit each other. Mm-hmm. So that was just kind of summary of mine. It was obviously longer than that, but it was really interesting. It was accurate. You said yours was too.
It's so accurate for sure. That's why I'm like, I'm so glad I finally got this explained. So my sun is Aries, which I do identify mostly with Aries, I will say. My moon and my rising are Leo, which are two separate, but they're both Leo.
Yeah.
My Mercury is in Taurus. Interesting. Venus is in Aries. And my Mars, which is the only one you don't have in Virgo, is Virgo. Isn't that interesting?
That's so crazy.
Yeah. But it totally makes sense. So basically, the way that she explained it was Aries is the first sign in the zodiac, so it's like, you know, confident and mm-hmm. like action oriented, whatever. And it's just basically like super outgoing and like courageous and stuff. And I don't know, like unite a group. I just feel like a lot of these adjectives / not even adjectives,
this sounds but like
describing words, like, is it not? Adjective describe.
Adjectives, yeah.
I'm losing my mind. I haven't thought about grammar in so long. It says, like, people see you as authentic and real, like, super true. I don't, just, like, so much of this is true.
Yeah.
And it says I'm playful in love. Wouldn't know, but
we'll see. Playful in love.
It's so funny because Mars in Virgo is a fierce fighter, and it says Virgos know exactly where to hit in a fight because they have the receipts. And I was like, that is so true.
Oh my god, I got the screenshots, homie.
That's literally me, though, because I don't get mad, and when I do get mad, I'm like, you did this and it was messed up for these reasons.
No, so, when you're mad or when you're ranting, it is the funniest thing. Guys, Brooke was ranting to me before this. It was the funniest of my stuff in my life. Like,
no, it's just funny. So anyways, yeah, I just thought it was super interesting. A lot of fire energy, so. Oh, and then we have to talk about this. So then at the very end, she included, she's like, I normally don't include the Chiron. Is that how you say it?
I don't think that's how you Chiron, say it. Chiron.
Chi,
C-H-I-R-O-N. Or something.
Yes. So the Chiron sign can tell us the struggle or lesson you're meant to learn during your lifetime. And Danielle and I have the same one, and it's Scorpio.
And it says we both get in somber moods sometimes.
It's so
and
true.
It's so true. Sometimes we'll both get in, like, the worst moods at different times.
Yeah, just, like,
but we'll be at such a high.
It's such extreme emotions.
It's
yes.
like it's one or the other.
And it's so rare that it's like this, but I just think it's interesting. It says,
yeah, like we both have the same one.
It says your life battle will be battling like these like phases. So you have to.
It's true. Push like through. I feel like if you're in a bad mood or if I'm in a bad mood, we're both like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like I remember like last month you were like in a.
Yeah.
After coming back from Nolan, you're like, I'm in such a bad mood. And like you got down on yourself about it. And like I do too. So we relate.
Relate. I definitely think it's interesting. So definitely consider. I don't know. Astrology is just so interesting.
I know.
To me.
And obviously, you guys can take it with a grain of salt, but it's just so interesting. And, like, if it does apply, then it's just fun. It's something to talk about.
Exactly. It's the stars.
It's the stars. So stars are real. They were in the sky when you were born.
It has to be.
They were there. Yeah, like, wasn't out like a light. Hey, guys. Just popping in to introduce today's sponsor. It's HelloFresh. You guys know we love it. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Joy.
I love it, especially as we're moving into 2019 still, because it's just making achieving your goals super easy because you know exactly what's going in your food with delicious home-cooked meals.
And I love it because then I spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping, which is just so exhausting. So you get that time back and you get to do more of what you love, and then you just come and make a little HelloFresh meal.
Exactly. And there's three plans to choose from, the classic, the veggie, and the family. And you always have the option to switch between them for if your taste change or something.
Oh yeah, for sure. And we both recently made the Presto Pesto Panko chicken meal, which was delicious.
PPP.
PPP.
Yeah.
I've had that before and I'm definitely going to get it again. It's so good.
That was a really good one. And it really doesn't take that long and you get like a nice balanced meal.
balanced.
Because yes. you have, like, your chicken, your vegetable, and your...
Those potatoes. Yeah. Mm, so good. And so yummy. I felt like a pro breading my chicken. Like, I was stressed, but I was like, wow, like, this is actually... It, like, it shows you that cooking is not that hard.
It definitely makes you more comfortable in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which and is something that I think we're working on in 2019.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah. So you guys can take advantage of HelloFresh's special offer for 2019. You can get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/galsonthego80 and enter the promo code galsonthego80. That's galsonthego80. Woo! Should we get into our school morning routines starting at 37 minutes?
Only took us 37 minutes to get to this point, but yeah. So our mornings are definitely varied based on... classes and stuff.
Yes.
For you, though, you start, you know, every day now, so this is basically your everyday routine now.
Yeah, well, I wake up at two different times on...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So...
Okay. Well, I only have class Tuesday, Thursday, so this is really only the routine for those 2 days, although I will say, today I, like, kind of did the similar... I did pretty
Brooke
much
was on her grind today. Props to you. I was getting texts about all different things, like... You know,
I have, I'm very extreme with my emotions in that sense where it's like either like high grind, like I want to email everybody in my contact list, or it's like, I can't leave my bed. So
yeah, no, I feel me. That. I feel that.
So you go with your routine first because I feel like yours is more, structured, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. It's so funny. I like was going to be so chill with mine. And then I went on the dock and I was like, oh, Brooke has a lot written down. So
barely.
I
barely, like, oh, it's like such stuff.
Barely.
I feel like I've talked about before.
Okay. Barely. Well, so I'm going to try and make this ASMR. Hey, guys. No,
stop.
This is the mic they use for ASMR.
It is, yeah.
So, very exciting. So, I either wake up, so on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'll wake up at 7:45, but I probably won't get out of bed till 8 a.m., but I just need that time to, like, wake up. Like, I can't hop out of bed. I wish that was a trait I had, but I simply can't. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my first class isn't until 11, but I don't want to wake up at 10. I wake up at 9:30 and I'll get out of bed around 9:35 and I'll have myself a morning. So for Monday mornings, like today, I'll wake up at 7:45. I make my bed right away because I like coming home to a made bed. I open my blinds immediately in my vlogs. You guys always see me clips of opening my blinds. It's just important. I've been really into, I always tell Alexa to play something. I said her name quietly so she doesn't hear. But I've been really into the acoustic covers playlist on Spotify. It's really relaxing in the morning, but it's like music I can like sing along to. So it kind of wakes me up, me like singing along in the morning. And something I've been doing is I don't make coffee right away. It's like usually the first thing I do, but I realize it doesn't really hit me if I do it like that usually. So I'll go for some hot green tea. And then for breakfast, I've either been... doing oatmeal with chia seeds because I find chia seeds actually fill me up, and we're talking about more fiber. There's fiber in chia seeds a lot.
Yeah.
Clears you out, I'll tell you that much.
I'm a big fiber gal these days, so.
Big fiber gal. And, or I'll do like a yogurt parfait, or last night I meal prepped some breakfast quiches. It's literally so easy. So many people responded to my story asking the recipe. Literally all I did was whisk 9 eggs in a bowl. That sounds really weird because I had, yeah. I got a muffin pan.
Well, how did you decide on this number?
Well, I only had 9 eggs. So, oh, like, oh. And you do 1 egg for, like, each so muffin specific. Tin.
Yeah.
It had 12 in it. But, and then I just whisked the eggs, cheddar cheese. It's not like the healthiest thing in the world. Onions.
It's
and
a balanced breakfast, yeah. though, of sorts. We're not nutritionists, but yeah.
Just something to keep me going in the morning. And then I didn't have peppers or spinach, but I would have added that as well. And then you whisk it all up, put them in your muffin tins, put it in the oven for 20 minutes, come out. And then I just put it in a plastic container to go and put it in my fridge. And then I heat it up 2 this morning because 1 wasn't enough for me. So I'm going to keep doing that. So yeah, that's my breakfast. And then I'm really into berries, whether it's blackberries, blueberries, or raspberries. Berries. My dad's been telling me lately that berries are really, really good for you. And they're really tasty and they just kind of wake me up in the morning. I don't even know if that makes sense.
Actually, berries have a lot of fiber in them too.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I've been really, yeah.
TMI.
So yeah, that's like my little breakfast situation. Drinking my green tea while I get ready. As for skincare.
Do you do green tea every day?
Lately I have been, but I wouldn't be like, I drink green tea every morning, but sometimes I'll have it as a midday pick-me-up if I've had too much coffee. But yeah, I drink green tea in the morning because it kind of starts your metabolism, especially mint green tea. It's my favorite. Yeah. It's what Skinny Confidential talks about.
Or I just do mint plain tea. Mint tea. Yeah,
I think that's what it is. I think it's mint tea, but I like either.
Trader Joe's tea selection's fire.
I need to get on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll drink my tea, and then I do most of my skincare at night. I don't know about you. I just don't have as much time.
Feel that, yeah.
So I'll like, just put on some simple face wash, moisturizer, serum, perhaps ice face roller if I have time. Then I get ready. I've been doing my makeup for class lately because, I don't know, I see so many people I know, and like, I just feel better about myself and whatever. I mean, not every morning, but usually I do. And my go-to outfit lately has been, because it's been cold.
It has been cold.
Ugh.
Let me just say, this morning I woke up and I like had to throw out the trash in the, like, you know, because when you live in a house, you have to like put your trash in trash can. And I went outside barefoot. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh my God, so cold.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was like legit stepping on ice, basically. And I was
there
like,
was ice on the grass this morning walking to class.
Yeah, on my car and stuff. I'm just an idiot. I don't even think things through. Like, I open the door, I'm like, oh, it's going to be
just
nice.
A lovely
outside.
Day.
8 a.m. No.
No, it's like 27 degrees at 8 a.m. It like heated up to 50.
That's the thing with Georgia. It's so weird. Because
it's
I look
so
at
annoying.
New York weather and Georgia weather in the morning, it's the same exact temperature, except New York will be that temperature all day.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, we can complain, but it's also, like, kind of nice.
No, I like it.
Up.
It's just so, I don't
hard
understand.
To dress.
Yeah.
No, I completely
weather
agree.
Is such a confusing thing to me, too.
So. Oh, it's so weird.
Because, it was definitely 28 this morning, and my hometown is still 28. So, I'm like,
oh, really?
How is that possible?
The South.
And Athens is 57 now.
Oh, it's 57 now. Wow.
I told you it was a beautiful day. Gotta get after it.
I know. I was up all morning, and now I'm in. But I'll go out again. Oh, yeah. So, turtle sweater.
We love turtles.
Turtleneck sweater and leggings or jeans with sneakers and a big teddy coat's been my vibe. And then I'll make coffee to go because sometimes I get, like, bored in class, so it's kind of nice to, like, drink something while you're... I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd like to... I'm a big...
Sip on something.
I'm a big buyer. Like, I like to, you know,
oh, well, yeah.
buy a coffee.
No, for sure.
Yeah, especially when I only have class 2 days a week now, but you keep going.
No, yeah, I think that's what it was. I used to do that, and now I have class every day, so I'm like, I can't be buying coffee mm-hmm. every day. So I'll, like, make some coffee in my Keurig, put it in my little Swell or Yeti cup, AirPods in, world out, podcast or music on, and it's kind of like walking. So then I walk to class, and it's just, like, a nice little time in the morning for me, or I take the bus depending on the day. And it's just, like, really relaxing. I'll, like, walk around, and I just, like, feel good. It's really, like, revitalizing because I don't usually see anyone I know on my way to class. And then I see my friends once I get to class so I can, like, kind of have my alone time. And then depending on the day, I'll have class, then a big break. So I go to the student center, get homework done, go to my next class. Or on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I only have one class. And then since I end so early, I usually end either between 12 or 1:30. I'll come back. I'll change into my workout clothes and go to Orange Theory. And yeah, I've been really loving how my days are kind of earlier now that I don't have all my classes packed on Tuesday, Thursday. So yeah, that's my routine. Ooh, that was a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
But I hope you guys got something out of that.
How would you rate it being like every day, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes and Tuesday? I don't know, just having class every day. Opinions overall.
Well, now, because my schedule switched so much, like during drop ad week, like I totally could have, there's a fundamentals of fashion merchandising class that I could have put on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it kind of hurts. I'm like, ooh. Because some of my friends now just do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so they have Tuesday, Thursday off. I like it. You know, it gets me up for the day. I can't say I love it, especially, like, when there's lots of, like, events on, like, Thursday night, and then I have
that's
a 9 a.m. Friday morning. But, you know, it's not bad. And I like ending my days early. But I do miss Tuesday, Thursday and having those four-day weekends that you have.
I feel that. Yeah, I that's the struggle. I mean, I love stacking my classes because I like to get them over with and stuff. But then it's like the days that you don't have anything, I'm less likely to be productive.
Yeah.
Because you have nothing all day.
Yeah, you're and like, I'm chilling.
Unless
you're
you
like,
have
well, you have homework for those classes that you're not in right now.
Yeah. Or I always hit snooze because I'm like, I don't have to get up. Like, I have nothing to get up for.
Yeah.
Unless I book like an early workout class or something, which I've been not into the morning workouts.
But you've been doing it. Are you not going to do it anymore?
So that's my thing. So I'm trying to work out later in the day because I can't work out without eating. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to pass out. And I've tried to persevere and push through and still do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. I tried it a few more times recently, like last week and stuff. And I was just like,
I have to eat. But then you're not hungry in the morning. So
I feel that. So my routine.
Let's get into
I have
your
class
routine.
Just Tuesday, Thursday this semester. I had a class every day last semester. I did. But it was, like, later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is it's good grind.
Yeah, good grind. Good grind.
Good grind. So I have Tuesday, Thursday, and I don't start until 9:30. So I usually wake up. I set my first alarm for, like, in the 7 o'clock hour, like, usually 7:30.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I usually don't end up getting out of bed until 8 exact, but I need a full hour to get ready, I've determined.
It's nice because you like watch YouTube and you like have a thing. Yeah, yeah, it's important.
I didn't even write that down, but you know me. Oh my gosh,
I do.
That's so
I know a lot about you. How creepy.
It's that like sounds you. Creepy. That's like you. Joe
Goldberg.
Joe Goldberg. Goldberg. Oh my gosh. Immediately go to the bathroom. I always have my hydro flask next to my bed. I feel so annoying saying it, but I drink water. I don't like do an absurd amount of water or anything. I'm not like, oh, I have to finish it before. Like, I just drink water. I wake up thirsty. And it's usually cold because you could put ice cubes in and they stay cold overnight. I go to the bathroom. I don't wash my face. I just splash water in my face, or I'll just put it on like a washcloth or like the towel and just rub it all over just to, you know, wipe off my nighttime skincare stuff.
Like all the oils and stuff. That's exactly. A good idea.
Yeah. Especially because I usually put like acne treatment on and stuff at night. So wipe
not a look.
Off.
Not a look.
Wiping that all off. And actually, I set out my outfit the night before. Did you say you do that too? Don't you do that?
I did that in high school a lot. I don't really do that anymore. Sometimes I do.
I always do. That's still? That's a little known fact about me. Every day. Yeah.
I did religiously in high school. I just, like, haven't as much. Because I, like, dress more chill.
Oh, I totally dress chill. I pick out the most casual outfits, but for some reason, it's just one less
step. It's less stress. No, I need to start doing that again, because it takes up time.
I always do it, because you know me, I'm, like, bad with outfits, too, and then I'll stress and, like, freak out last minute. Like, you're good at, like, finessing it and making it work, but I just need that closure to know that it's good.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Even if it's casual, and usually it is casual, I guess I didn't write down what I've been wearing to class, but...
What have you been wearing to class?
Yeah, what have I been wearing?
Align leggings, perhaps?
Yeah, I do a lot of leggings. Sometimes I just wear straight up athletic clothes because after my two classes, I will just go right to Orange Theory.
Yeah, that's a vibe. I've done that before.
And then sometimes I do jeans. I did jeans recently, but it's still cold, so I can't really wear any of my like super cute outfits yet. But and then I do have so I have two classes. I have my capstone marketing and then bowling. So I have to wear something that I could like bowling. I can't wear like a skirt. Can you imagine?
Got a bowling outfit.
Yes.
Bowling uniform.
The teacher's like, you can wear jeans, I don't care, but like, don't wear like things that you can't bowl on. You know, so I don't know. Always casual. I'm very casual with my fits. You guys know me. I also really have been into like the big sweater thing, like just a t-shirt and like
it's
a big
so
sweater.
Cute.
Super cozy.
Cozy.
Cozy. After I wash my face, brush my teeth. I usually, brushing my teeth is dependent, I guess, on when I drink coffee.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I go to my mini fridge because I have a mini fridge in my room, get iced coffee because I don't like hot coffee. I'm only on ice these days.
I like iced coffee, but I like to start with some hot.
That's what most people do, but I'm
it's
like opposite.
Thing.
I'm weird. So so I go.
Everyone's preference.
That's what I do in the morning. So I like drink my hydro flask and then I go to the kitchen with my hydro flask, put either more ice in it or more water. And then I do a mason jar, like a cup with ice and a reusable straw.
Yes, metal straws, baby.
Pour it. Mine are silicone, but same thing. Whatever. It's reusable. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I pour in my iced coffee.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you drink like a whole? Like some people are like, I drink a full hydro flask before I like eat. Well, I know you don't eat, but like, do you like drink a whole?
Not a full one. I just drink until I'm like, wow, that was like refreshing. Like,
yeah,
satisfying.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have any limit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I feel like my mom tells me to just drink like a glass of water. So just drink like an equivalent in your hydro flask.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering what you do. I need to do that more.
I don't have any limit. Some days, you know, you wake up more thirsty because you ate a lot of salt the night before or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
I'll wake up like panting for water sometimes.
Uh-huh. That's why I always keep it beside my bed. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thirsty.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I don't ever wake up in the middle of the night.
Ugh,
I very
so
rarely do.
Gifted.
I'll wake up at like 7 a.m., but
that's
I don't.
So good.
I know. I'm really thankful for that.
A lot of people.
As you get older, though, I feel like it happens more. Like, my mom, like, wakes up in the middle of the night, like, goes to the bathroom. But, like, I never do that.
Interesting. So, keep going. My morning is pretty interesting because I actually don't eat breakfast. I'm not hungry in the morning. It's absolutely bizarre. I'm almost, like, the opposite of hungry in the morning for at least the first, like, 2 hours of the day. I just completely skip that, drink my coffee, you know, go to the bathroom, do my business, whatever I do. Do skincare. Usually I just keep it simple. I do like my drunk elephant oil or like a polypeptide cream. And then I always, always do eye cream, big on the eye cream because I have really bad under eye circles naturally, but just, I find makeup goes on better when you use eye cream.
Yeah.
So I use the Ole Henriksen Banana Bright eye cream, but that's what I've been using lately. But do you notice a difference in eye creams? Like, I don't even notice a difference.
I really don't. The Ginseng from Origins, I really like. I just ran out of it.
Gotcha.
But I notice a difference with that one.
Really?
Yeah. It's just brightening.
Yeah. I've also heard keep in the fridge, but then I forget to use it.
I would forget to use it if I kept it in the fridge. I have a mask in the fridge, and I've used it, like, twice, so.
Because you forget. You're like, you open your fridge, and you're like, oh, a mask, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go in the fridge, or I'm not going to go to the fridge for skincare. I just forget.
Exactly. With the exception of, like, rollers. I don't do any of the rollers and stuff in the morning, because I already have, like, I only have, like, an hour, so I'm kind of on, not crunch time, but, like.
It's more of a night thing. That's what I do.
Exactly. I usually listen to a podcast or watch YouTube videos when I get ready. I just always do. I need to be engaged. I'm very bad about being bored. Yeah.
No, same.
So recently podcasts over YouTube, but it just depends on my mood. I don't even have a specific podcast. I just am like, I go to my subscriptions and see what I need to catch up on. Yeah.
So what is that?
Makeup. I always wear makeup to class, even just a little, even if it's just concealer and powder. That's fine. I feel you. Like, you see people, you know.
Even meeting subscribers, like, I feel like it happens a lot on campus, and, like, I don't know, just want to, like, look the part and look the part. I mean,
like, you're acting a performance. No, you know I'm kidding. Mean? I'm like, kidding. Yeah. I feel you, though. I'd like to look together, because I feel like, I don't know, I like to look together.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better. It just makes the mornings a little bit better, yeah, when I feel a little bit better.
And then
I
don't touch my face. Like, I won't touch my face if there's makeup on it, but if there's not, I'm, like, rubbing it, and then I get more acne. And
completely agree.
No bueno.
Completely agree. So I do Tarte concealer, MAC Studio Fix powder, and then sometimes a blusher bronzer from Too Faced if I have time, but if not, I skip that. Always do Boy Brow by Glossier. Always do the brows. That's a big essential. And then sometimes I just curl my lashes, but sometimes I do better than Sex mascara, because mascara, in my opinion, makes me look so much more woken up.
Yeah.
When I look in the mirror, like, with and without mascara, I'm like, what a difference. But mascara, your eyelashes are, like, curled right now, I guess.
Yeah, I get my lashes lifted. I like how mascara looks. I just hate, it transfers to my under eye so fast that I just don't like to take it off. I just don't. I
feel that.
So.
Then I make sure that I have enough water for the day. I don't eat or even pack a snack, because I just have this one class. So I drive to class with Mariah, because we have the same class. I don't have a parking pass, so we have to pay to park, which is absolutely ridiculous. But that's for another day. And then I drive home from that class, and I don't have bowling till, like, 1. So then I eat usually then, and that's when I'll have, like, my, like, just a lighter snack, because I'm still not even super hungry, so whatever.
That's crazy. Oh my god, I'm such an eater.
but I eat a lot later in the day. That's
oh right, we've discussed. Yes.
So then I eat hard-boiled eggs, or I've been doing the Gigi crackers, whatever it is. Yeah,
you got a lot of people buying that.
Really?
Gigi crackers. My mom even texts me, she's like, these Gigi crackers sound interesting.
They're pretty good. So
I need to buy some, because I'm also gonna do an order of the complete cookie. I want to get, like, a box of them, so maybe I'll do the Gigi crackers with that.
You should. I mean, they're just so versatile. Or I'll do, I don't know, I'm making it sound like I'm, like, this health queen. I just am not hungry in the morning, so that's quite literally the reason.
A lot, you say you're so weird for that, but dude, so many people don't eat breakfast.
You
so.
Think?
Yeah, do all your roommates eat breakfast?
A lot of them do. Some of them, like, chef up full meals in the morning.
Delaney doesn't eat breakfast.
Really?
Or if she does, it's, like she, same as you.
Gotcha.
Like, only drinks coffee or something.
Yeah. So then, I take my vitamins. I've been big on the vitamins. Did you talk about that?
I actually didn't. I was so into that last semester. This semester I've been so lazy, because I would take, like, 5. I just don't have that time.
I do a gummy everyday vitamin of whatever brand it is. It's either Ollie or Trader Joe's usually. And then I do iron and vitamin C for, like, that's just, like, personally what. Yeah. Daniel's showing me the Gigi crackers.
I'm just making sure I'm getting the right one here.
That's personally what I like for my body. And then I drive to bowling class. And
she has bowling with my grand Vig. It's also named Brooke.
Oh, such a sweetie.
It's so crazy that... It's just so crazy to me how your little is named Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And my... So you have Brooke and Taylor. And my Big's name's Taylor. And her Big is named Brooke. It's the same thing.
It's so weird. Yeah.
That's so crazy to me.
That's my middle name.
I know, Brooke Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so true. That's a lot. Wow.
I know. I didn't know any other Brooks till I came to college, too.
Yeah, actually, no, I knew some.
Did you know Danielle's? As you.
I knew one Danielle Marie that went to my school for a year, and I was like, she's gotta go. Like, this, like, she came for, like, 2 years,
oh my goodness,
and I was
hysterical.
Like, there cannot be another Danielle Marie. Like,
that's
the heck?
Hysterical.
But now there's, like, 3 Danielles in our sorority, and it's just so crazy to me.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
And that's my day. Oh, so I guess I should say, like I said, I'd make it sound like I'm this health queen, but then I just eat so, so much food later in the day. That's my problem. And people are saying maybe if you force yourself to eat breakfast, you won't eat later in the day.
But if you don't want breakfast, you shouldn't
but
eat
But I just
it.
Am not, but I can't force myself to eat. Like, I'm just not hungry.
No, yeah, that's so fair. Actually, this morning, I kind of had to force myself to eat. And I was like, maybe I'm just not hungry this morning. But then, like, 20 minutes later, I was hungry. So yeah. It's okay. But some, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. And then sometimes I just pack, like, little, I don't know, like, if I'm out for the day, like, I'll pack, I have, like, this pack of seaweed or, like, a bar or something just to, like, curb my hunger. Even though I'm trying to get better about
also
my eating schedule. So I don't eat until midnight, you know, because that's just not healthy for anyone. No. So.
While you were talking about your routine, I died. Orange Theory posted a picture and you're in it. I was like, oh my god, that's you, right?
Yeah, popping out of the top.
She's on Orange Theory.
Oh my
Instagram.
Gosh, that's hysterical. That's hysterical.
That's so funny. I'm going tonight. I'm hype.
It was great. It was a good workout today. Yeah, so I don't do morning workouts, really. I'm trying to at least pull back from them because I find that I have way more energy later in the day, or at least at the middle of the day.
Well, no, okay, so we were talking about how if you work out in the morning, like, maybe you're energized for, like, 30 minutes, but then you're tired.
Exactly. And I've tried to train my body. It's not happening, so
no, and I kind of felt crazy, but there's this guy in my advertising class who's on the football team, and we were talking about today. He's like, ugh, like, 7:15 morning workouts. And I was like, do you like morning workouts? And he was like, honestly, no, they make me so tired the rest of the day. And I was like, oh my gosh, me too. Like, I'm so glad I'm not crazy. So it's confirmed.
Good. Okay. I'm glad we can come to that conclusion.
Yeah, so, like, it's chill.
It's definitely a specific kind of
specific. That's like Brooke's word lately.
Specific kind of person that could work out in the morning and like.
No, like some people like
the 5 a.m.ers or whatever it is.
And they're so successful. That means you gotta go to bed early. And I know we've talked about this before. I can't.
Yeah. So let's just stick with the later half of the day.
I
like an afternoon workout, honestly, because it breaks up your day nicely.
4:30 thing. It's nice because you can still like go to dinner or go out or whatever. I'm doing 7 o'clock tonight, which I love 7 o'clock workouts, but they just don't always work out with, like, everything else, but...
I feel that.
Hype about that.
Interesting. If anybody has any tips on, you know, working out in the morning or whatever. Yeah. But I'm probably not going to do it again. I just really... It's not just not for me.
I know. Like, last week, you Snapchatted me at 8:30, and I was like, good God, you are going to work out right now. I'm just, like, not awake. That means I have to wake up extra early to eat, and...
It wouldn't work with your class schedule either, really, unless you do, like, a 5.
But it's weird if it's a spin class... Like, I've done early spin classes, but that's because you're kind of, like, sitting. I don't know. Like, I can do a spin class in the morning.
Gotcha.
Like, I did that 7 a.m. Well, that was also, I don't know, Orange Theory early. Orange Theory is hard. Like, it's actually a lot. I was thinking about it.
Very challenging workout. It's not, like, if you're going from not working out to Orange Theory, it's very, very challenging.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Funny story the other day. I think I Snapchatted you about it. It was, like, a Saturday morning, and I was, like, going to Orange Theory, and I was like, wow, I'm already proud of myself for going. Maybe I'll just do the bike today, like, be a little bit more low-key. It was a full-on class. I got the bike card, but there was, like, an older man who wanted to bike for the rower, but we were, like, we both, so, like, the instructor was like, okay, cool, that's fine, like, different times. But the way it worked out, we both started walking to the bike at the same time because it was a 3G, so we were switching a ton. And then the instructor looked at me and was like, can you do the tread? And I was like, oh, fine. Like, I'm not going to say no to, like, another guy. So I was like, oh, but I ended up running, so it was fine. But I was so excited. I miss spin so much, but it's fine. Oh, my gosh, guys. I found out that a SoulCycle is opening in Tampa this summer. It is the year of Spin Studios.
It's the year of Danielle and Spin.
Danielle plus Spin, but not Brooke plus Spin.
No.
Not to be forgotten.
I can't. Whenever people try to apply to our secret Facebook group and they're like, the girls both love spin. I'm like, I honestly reject a lot of the time because I'm like, you're just, you clearly don't, we've talked about it so many times.
No, yeah,
now.
Like, you specifically don't like it.
Specific.
I don't like it. The Facebook group's amazing.
It hurts my butt. I don't understand.
No, yeah. That means you don't have a lot of booty fat. That's good. Like, you just.
I'm just really lean. What can I say?
So
I'm
lean.
Shut up.
No, it's true. It's true. Like, Delaney can't do it. It hurts her butt. Like, ton of lean gals I know. It's just. Can't do it, or you just need to do it a couple times and it's like fine. But anyways, we've talked about that enough. We're at an hour.
Yeah, we've talked for a while today. I do have one more topic I want to bring up.
Oh, let's
Since
do it
in lieu of an Instagram Q&A.
In lieu of.
Bye.
Hello.
Big words. Bachelor, are you caught up?
Not at all. I don't think I'm watching.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you can talk about it and all. Like, I've heard things and stuff, so I can...
Yeah, it's just, you know, I didn't like Colton, and then something switched in me where I was...
Yeah, you're into it.
I was watching the episodes, and I was like, he is so handsome.
Oh, I've always thought he's so handsome.
Me too, but, like, he's just so cute. Like, I just want to give him a little hug. Like, even though he's, like, a big man, I'm sure. I don't know how tall he actually is. I wonder how tall he really is. But, yeah, something's pushing me.
We love that.
I don't know. So I'm a big fan of Colton as Batch, even though I am an idiot and read the spoilers because, you know.
You did?
Yeah, I suck.
I did that 1 year and I hated it so much for, like, knowing.
I've heard, though, that it's, like, a very weird ending, so we don't really know if the spoilers are
true,
correct, or if they're engaged or not. So
we'll see. I really do love Bachelor. I think I've said this before, but it just the last, like, I literally watched Bachelor for probably like 10 years. Like, obviously I was younger, but my mom would watch it because one of her friends was on it 1 year, so that's how we started watching it. But just in the last few seasons, like, I mean, I honestly just don't have it on my TV. My TV just doesn't get ABC for some reason. I have cable,
it's so weird.
And I could watch it the next day, but it's just. I don't know. Like, I used to watch it at home because it was, like, a thing my whole family did. But now it's, like, I have to drive to KD or, like, I don't really know. But I just find that so many of these girls become influencers, which is awesome. Like, but I'm just, like,
Yeah, I think that's a primary motive to go on it these days,
for But it sure. wasn't always, you know what I mean?
No, it's changed a lot.
But now yeah. it is, and it, like, hurts my heart, and, like, it makes me mad. But, like, it is good entertainment. And, like, yeah. I feel like for you, like, living in a house with all your friends, it's fun to, like, watch it. I'll probably, like, watch it next year.
Colton 6'3", by the way. I looked it up, so.
When he's over 6 foot.
I'm dead. Yeah, I think he's cutie. I think he's a sweet, sweet boy. I do want the best for him. So, yeah. I'm going to keep watching. The pageant drama is absurd. You might have heard about it. It's like the two pageant girls, like Miss Alabama and Miss North Carolina.
Oh, yes. One of them's Hannah, right? Hannah's an Alabama girl.
Yeah, and Kaylin, I think that's her name. Yeah, yep. Hannah from Alabama, yeah.
Hannah from Alabama.
I don't really even, like, necessarily have a favorite. I really like Cassie, but I don't know. There's too many people at this point to pick favorites, yeah, you know?
They're all beautiful, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did a really good job casting for him.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, keep up with it. It's on tonight, right? Because it's Monday. We're recording this on Monday.
Woo.
Getting a good start to the week.
I Woo. Know. It is a good start to the week. And you're going to help me with LinkedIn this weekend. I really want to go to Ulta. I have, like, makeup I want to buy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you need any makeup, you probably just Amazon it. But
I do. I don't know. I haven't really been buying makeup recently, though. I got a bunch for Christmas.
So I just need, like, yeah. I just need, like, a new beauty blender. I need more of the Tarte Shape Tape that they only have at Ulta. I need more It Cosmetics CC Cream. I want to get a darker shade, too, for when I self-tan. And I just kind of want to have myself a time in Ulta. You know, I go to Ulta. It's so fun. Like, just buying products.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I feel that.
Yeah.
That's a fun place to shop, for sure.
I'm doing a photo shoot on Friday with a photographer, yeah.
Oh, that's
cool.
So,
if he's good, maybe we can take more gals and, like, go pics with him.
That's
I know.
Fun.
He's, like, been reaching out to me, and I've, like, honestly have no photos. So, I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
You're productive. Wow. Look at
she looked at me concerned, like, you're productive.
The rest of my week is, like, pretty blank, honestly.
Oh, no, that's it. That's it. I need to get my nails done. I kind of want to do black again.
Just a little life catch-up?
Yeah, I'm just talking. Because I realized we didn't do an Instagram Q&A, so we're just talking now.
I think a little life update is necessary sometimes.
That's why people listen, let's be real.
I know. I love our little casual
girls
and listeners. And the Facebook community is always popping off. It's so nice.
You're so much better at keeping up with it than I am. Like, I always... Like, you're liking everything, and I'm like, wow. There's just so much content, always.
Content.
Content, baby.
Content. It comes up in my news feed. Like, I don't have notifications on, because, God, my thing would be blown up all day
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I did at first, and I was like, I can't.
So it's super fun. And Instagram, of course, be sure to follow us at Gals on the Go podcast with reminders. We always post on Wednesday, if you're wondering. Usually it goes up right at midnight Eastern time.
On Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Eastern.
EST. Yeah. And we just, our amazing creative director, Emma, made these really cool, like, Instagram story things where you can, like, fill out stuff. So.
So cute.
So cute. So definitely fill yours out and tag us so we can see. And, yeah, I think that's all the catch-up we've got. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. Join the Facebook group. Just some easy questions to fill out.
Let us know what your morning looks like. Maybe in the Facebook group we'll do a little thread or something. That's cute.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, some of your highlights of your morning and some things that we need to infuse in our morning routine.
I really want to get into meditation, but I have no...
Nope, it's not for me.
I downloaded Headspace and I paid for the student subscription, even though it's only, like, $10 for the year. But I open it and I'm like, I can't even bring myself to do it. It's just very intimidating. So if anyone has any tips for that.
I have the app Calm, and it's more for me, like, if I need to fall asleep. They have, like, some guided meditations that get you to sleep. But I don't know. Meditation is not for me. And I've talked to people about this. Some people, it's just you always have things on your mind, which I guess is why meditation is good. Mm-hmm. My mom's probably listening to this right now like, oh, please. But it's just not for me.
I need to learn meditation properly from your mom. I feel like that would be very, very helpful for me.
Yeah. My mom, like, listens to every episode. I didn't realize that.
Ah.
She was, like, on the phone with me last night. She's like, yeah, I noticed in blah, blah, blah. And it was, like, definitely, like, late in the podcast. So I think she likes it because, like, she doesn't really watch my videos as much because it's, like, you have to sit and watch. Because she's a gal on the go herself. So she can just, like, mom.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She loves listening to it in the car. But then she goes, like, weeks and then, like, has to catch up. She's like, catching up on the one from December. I was like, Mom, that's so old. Like,
I know.
I'm glad that we record and, like, we were just talking about this, how we record and, like, post right away because it's very current. Like, this is just, like, what's happening this week. Like, up to date info.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and now since we have this mic, and you're probably going to get this mic when you move, like, I really think we're going to be able to record podcasts together, like, via
for sure
those websites. Like, and I think if we have these mics, like, I think it's going to sound good. And I think it'll just keep Gals on the Go going. Like, we'll definitely do some pre-recording sitting together good. But I think it's going to be a lot easier than I think we think.
I completely agree. So. And we'll be able to figure it out with
And we just booked an exciting guest that we're going to have on in a couple weeks. So we'll announce that later on. We're really excited. So, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, good stuff to look forward to with Gals
on the Go. Yeah, we've got some stuff in the works. We've been doing some emails today. Well, Brooke has. Brooke's such a good writer. I'm like, can you email this person?
I honestly like networking like that. It's kind of fun. Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for listening.
Make sure to subscribe and rate us, please, please, please. Like, literally, we'll love you so much forever.
We love you so much. We love you so, so much. And send us screenshots of you guys listening. We've just been asking for so much this episode. We're like, please, please, please.
Please, please. We're like begging. Oh, well.
Gals on the Go.
Gals on the Go. We suck. All right. We're going to go. Love you guys so much. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.